KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell. Thanking you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. Today we have Danny Games with us. Danny is going to be talking about the compelling case for NGV Workshop. He's with Chesapeake. And Danny, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. First, what is NGV? This, now, of course, I know what it is because you just told me before we got on the air, but let's talk about that. What does that mean?
Right. Well, first, Bob, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. NGVs is natural gas vehicles. Natural gas vehicles are, just as it sounds, vehicles that run, that are powered by natural gas. The workshop in particular, the compelling case for NGVs workshop, is a day-long workshop. It's scheduled for next Thursday, May 14th. In Little Rock, and being held at the Association of Arkansas Counties, beginning at 9 o'clock and running through 3 o'clock. Natural gas vehicles is something that is relatively new to Arkansas, though it has been successful in various parts of the state at various times. But other nearby states that have an infrastructure that's already a little farther along than Arkansas have had a great deal of success with it.
Well, when you look at the NGV, which is natural gas vehicle, we hear Fayetteville Shell is like everybody top of the mind awareness.
Right.
In Arkansas, we've got a mother load, maybe some people call. Maybe it's not the mother load of all mother loads, but it's a good find.
It's good.
And it is good. And we're seeing pipelines and natural gas is just, it's going to be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Arkansas's future. How do you get the natural gas to the cars? And that's what's going to happen in the workshop. But we're talking about fleets right now. I know you've got, just think if every bus garage of every school
right.
could go, tell us the positives of natural gas vehicles. What's the difference between it and, you know, gas burners or diesel burners?
Sure. Well, of course, in the Fayetteville Shell, which you're seeing in north central Arkansas and Van Buren and Cleburne counties, you're seeing the exploration and the production side of it. This is the inception of the fuel, if you will. This is where it's harvested out of this rock, this sedimentary rock that has encased this valuable resource for millions of years. This is at the front end of it, and of course it is transported to distribution companies such as your center points, and then of course your center points then distribute it to your home. Where do you get it? If you have natural gas service in a commercial area or even in your residential area, you already have the availability of the fuel right there. Now, it obviously requires some infrastructure to be able to serve a car, but you know, as to the benefits, I think that's an open-ended question simply because I think the benefits are so immense. Obviously, in your backyard type benefits, this is a fuel that's coming from Arkansas. This is, as I've equated to, it is Arkansas's rice, it's Arkansas's cotton. It is a product that we want to export out of the state as much as we can, and then import or infuse the dollars. It is a valuable commodity, not just to Arkansans, but to people all over this country, much to the financial gain and benefit of Arkansans. There are obviously, from a standpoint of using it as a transportation fuel, it is from Arkansas, it is from America, it's a domestic fuel. Right now, I believe America has about 5% of the world's reserves of oil. We have about 5% of the population of the world, yet we consume 25% of the oil. Right now, that means we export $600 billion a day. Excuse me, $600 million a day to foreign countries to be able to buy a fuel that to power our vehicles. When Bob, you're standing right on top of a fuel that can power your vehicles. It's a proven technology. It's been used in automobiles going back even before World War II. There are almost 8 million natural gas vehicles around the world being powered by compressed natural gas. And we have about 150,000 vehicles in the U.S. right now. So That's an appalling number. That's something we've got to correct. It's a domestic fuel, and then it's also a cleaner fuel.
Cleaner, and that's one thing. It's environmentally friendly because it burns a lot cleaner, correct?
Yes.
I mean, now we've heard that. How much cleaner does it?
Your NOx emissions are about 30% of what a gasoline engine is. Obviously, it's less soot. It's less particulates. When you think about, you kind of break it down. When you think about being able to take the natural gas out of a gas line that is already on the street, there's no semi truck that's having to deliver it. There are no tanks that are in the ground. There's no emissions or relatively much less emissions than a gasoline vehicle. Natural gas is one part carbon and four parts methane. It is the cleanest burning fossil fuel in the world. And with the supplies such as the Fayetteville Shale, it's one of the big four gas shales in the United States. There again, it is a domestic fuel that doesn't have to be transported by cargo ship or freight liner. It doesn't have to be piped in pipelines. It doesn't have to be delivered by a diesel semi. And when it comes out of the tailpipe, it's almost undetectable.
Now, there's a website. Now, this is something that is for the seminar coming up, a case for NGV workshop. That's going to be next Thursday, May the 14th.
Correct.
And one thing we need to look at is fleets. That would be county yards. This would be something most counties
right.
would have access to that shortly. Schools, you're looking at fleets. What other fleets do you look at?
Yeah, clearly your fleets are your best market to begin with. I like to say take your biggest automobiles that use the most amount of fuel, that drive the most miles, that get the worst gas mileage, and put them on CNG because your payback is all that much more quicker. The price of compressed natural gas versus gasoline has historically tracked about 40% less than gasoline and about 50% less than diesel. So, you know, the more you drive, the longer you drive, the quicker your payback is. On top of that, because it is such a low carbon, cleaner burning fuel, the wear on your engine is much less, and the life between oil changes is about twice as long. It's just something that makes a lot of practical sense on every front.
Let's give the website. We're going to have to make this a two-part series. We come back tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay. Get the website. Let's give the website for everyone here.
ArkansasEnergy.org. That's one word, ArkansasEnergy.org. That is the website. As soon as you type that in, look on the left-hand side. There's a form there with an agenda for the workshop and a registration information. It's only $25, includes lunch, but we have a very good, skilled expert that's coming in presenting the workshop. We do have some local speakers, but Steve Yabora is the speaker, has a very solid reputation, and is an expert in the field.
If you look at it, you'd save 40 cents a gallon, if I'm figuring this right. If the gallon was a dollar a gallon for gasoline, it'd be 40 cents off, basically.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we're going to have part two coming up tomorrow. You join us right here on KFFB's Open Mic. I've been talking with Danny Games, and it's a compelling case, definitely, for NGV, natural gas vehicles.